Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Epiphany, and from the United States we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled, Seeing God Face to Face.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage. After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. The season of Christmas is drawing to a close. The trees and lights, the idyllic scenes of angels and shepherds, the newborn child and his happy parents will give way this week to the adult Jesus beginning his ministry of healing and teaching and calling his disciples. But lest we rush the season away, we still have today to celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, when we're invited to consider just how radical the incarnation, our God becoming human, truly is. Our God chose to enter humanity, to become one of us, and to be with us in all that it means to be human, with the caveat, of course, except in our sinfulness. I wonder, do we have even an inkling of what God becoming human means for us humans? I used to say to my students that, yes, Jesus came to save us from our sins, and Jesus came to show us what it means to be fully human, which sent them into a tizzy. They couldn't understand that to be fully human is to share in the divine life and to live as Jesus lived. It is this reality that is just as much a part of this season as the radical mystery of the incarnation of God becoming human. If we think that God becoming human was enough to turn the world upside down on itself, imagine what could be said if we, lowly and oh so glorious beings, recognized and accepted the potential and the promise we have to be and become so much more than we often limit ourselves to be, especially when we say things like, oh, I'm only human. In a class on Eucharist that I took at Catholic Theological Union many years ago, Franciscan professor Gil Ostdeck stated, Can we agree that the question of whether Jesus is present in the Eucharist or not has been settled? Jesus is present. The question we need to ask ourselves now is whether we are present in and to the Eucharist. Likewise, on this feast of the Epiphany, I would suggest that the manifestation of God becoming human in Jesus is evident. That is our belief as Christians. God is present in the person of Jesus. The question we now need to ask ourselves is whether we recognize that God is also present in each one of us, in you, in me, in the people around us, in the people we hang out with, in the people we don't agree with, in the people who drive us crazy, and in every person made in God's image and likeness. God is present in every person who walks this earth. This, in addition to gold, frankincense, and myrrh, is among the gifts of Epiphany. God gifting us with God's self. It is this God bestowed upon us in baptism. It is this God we take into ourselves at every Eucharist. It is this God in us who is deeper than the flesh, the bone, and the marrow of our very being. Teilhard de Chardin once stated, "By means of all created things, without exception, the divine assails us, penetrates us, and molds us. We imagined it as distant and inaccessible, when in fact we live steeped in its burning layers." Theologian Sally McFaig echoed Teilhard in her book, The Body of God, when she stated, "What if with Christianity we accepted the claim that the Word is made flesh and dwells with us? Is it an impossible, aberrant, or obscene thought? As the embodied spirit of all that is, God would be closer to us than we are to ourselves, for God would be the very breath of our breath." If we can acknowledge that the divine lives within each one of us, then we are challenged to recognize that as the Magi saw God face to face, so we see God face to face when we encounter any person who crosses our path. We are called to live into this reality and treat ourselves and the other as the Magi treated the child Jesus, with awe, reverence, and joy. If we can come to accept this in ourselves and in those around us, to see the face of God in the other and within ourselves, then we, like the Magi, just might find ourselves not necessarily departing for another country by another way, but living in this country, our own country, in our own cities, in our own homes, in a different way, perhaps with more patience, more understanding, more mercy, more compassion, more forgiveness, more love for ourselves and for others. Living in this way, who knows, we might actually hear the angels singing around the world, "Lord, every nation on earth adores you."